Welcome everyone back to the Prepared Mindset Podcast, and welcome into another iteration of the Sunday Sit Rep. I'm your host, Austin, and if this is your first time checking out a Sit Rep, let me give you the lowdown right quick. These are opportunities once a month, maybe twice a month, to talk about current events, talk about things that are going on in the world around us that maybe a little bit more politically motivated. Maybe they're current events related where we don't necessarily have a guest to bring in to talk about it, to speak about it, to dive into it. And instead, I just share my thoughts, my feelings, my opinions, my insights on stuff. So everything from, you know, when Donald Trump got shot last summer, to when Charlie Kirk was unfortunately assassinated earlier this year, to, you know, like I said, current events, stuff that's going on, things that are relative to our community, sometimes things that are a little bit less relative. We hit a pretty wide swath, if you will, of topics and ideas here on the Sit Rep, which is why I only do it once or twice a month, because I understand it's not everybody's flavor of the week, if you will. So with that said, coming out of the whole weekend of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, right, rolling into officially being in December. That's a little bit odd to say, because I'm actually recording this at the very tail end, right, of November, because the day that this drops, I'll actually be teaching or assistant instructing. I'm not an instructor, but I'll be helping 2AI, a structure clearance fundamentals course. So I wanted to make sure that I got this on the record before I was, you know, required to drop this. That's like one thing about me, and I think it's part of like my MBTI personality type, is that I just don't like breaking from process and breaking from my plans, you know. So if I can do anything to make sure that the schedule stays uninterrupted and that I deliver on time to all of you guys, that's my goal. That's always my goal. So we have a lot to get into. We're going to talk about Black Friday. We're going to talk a little bit about my experiences with it. We're going to talk about some of the sales and gear and stuff that's going on, some of the stuff that's going on current events wise, right, here in the United States, especially very, very close to me. If you guys have been listening for a while, you know that I'm located in Michigan. And if you haven't been listening very long, now you know that I'm in Michigan. I'm not super close to the Dearborn area, but we've had a lot of stuff going on there. So we might touch on that stuff just a little bit. All kinds of really, really good things going on let's just say what it is. The Lions are looking absolutely terrible, my Detroit Lions. That's like one of my favorite family traditions on Thanksgiving. Did not look very good against the Green Bay Packers, and it's, I think, maybe time to break glass in case of emergency mode and do something drastic. I don't know what that means, because we're past the trade deadline, and we can't pick up any free agents, so we could. I just don't know if there's any out there, so it's a little bit rough right now for me, but I digress. We're going to get into, like I said, Black Friday stuff. Let me see here. Current events. I hope everybody, I probably should have led with this, so I do apologize. Hope everybody had a very awesome and happy Thanksgiving, spending time with family, friends, loved ones. We got to see, my brother and sister-in-law flew in. He's in the Air Force, so he's down in the Southwest, and we just don't get to see him very often. We saw him for about a week in June when we took a family vacation to Florida, so having them back up here, spending time with them, watching my wife and my sister-in-law get to, like, decorate the Christmas tree together, get to catch the Texas A&M game with my brother-in-law, just, you know, those cool things that come with the holidays that you kind of, if your family is very tight and very tight geographically, you'd sometimes take for granted, which unfortunately in my family, I have, my wife's side of the family is very widely dispersed. So we don't get to do that very often. So I really, really loved that. And I hope you guys all had the opportunity to do that stuff as well. So that's what I was very thankful to do that on Black Friday evening. Got together with them while they're in town. I don't really know. Black Friday, man. it's... You know, I used to think that it was dead, and then I had some experiences that I'll tell you guys about here in a second that basically corrected the hell out of me, because, like, it is definitely not dead. But first, I want to say thank you to our sponsors for this episode. And guys, that starts with the team at Custom Night Vision. Their website is customnightvision.com. And right now, before you guys hit the fast forward button, Their code is BF2025, Black Friday 2025. BF2025, if you want to head over to CustomNightVision.com and try and snag yourself something nice from the website. So whether you're looking to get into your very first night vision unit, man, like I actually just got the picture, the reminder or whatever, my memories popped up, right? It was 3 years ago yesterday. At the time of this recording, right, that I got my very first night vision device, my very first PVS-14. You guys can get your very own PVS-14 from Custom Night Vision. Head on over to the website. They have a monocular builder. You can just click the button right off the homepage, right, and you can pick whether you want a PVS-14 housing, you want the new Nocturne Talon housing, which is supposed to be lighter and better in a lot of ways than the venerable PVS-14, right? Or if you want, you know, something else, they have all kinds of single tube options, monocular options in stock. You can pick the type of optics you want. So that being like the glass that you want, whether just mil spec is good enough for me. I want some super lightweight RPO 4.0 glass, and Custom has a bunch of that stuff available. Or hey, you want to ball out, you want to go get your own set of goggles, man. You want a binocular builder. Pick your housing, pick your optics, and then pick the intensifier tubes you want. So Elbit, L3, NNVT, all kinds of good stuff available and in stock. Head on over to CustomNightVision.com. And guys, we actually just posted yesterday, had the video go up live on YouTube talking about the most budget night vision setup you have available with components that were pretty much all sourced from CustomNightVision.com, you guys. So head over to the website. Check it all out for yourself, whether you're looking for a helmet, a laser, night vision, counterweight pouches, mounts, right? They have the Alpha mount from Nocturne, as well as the full line of Wilcox options available to you. Again, CustomNightVision.com. Huge, huge thanks to those three gentlemen for all of their support. Head on over to the website today. Again, BF2025 to help save you some coin. So this is night vision season, you guys. If you can get out and go grab some for yourself, like so many people take advantage of Black Friday every year to get into their very first night vision setup. And it's truly a magical time of year because it allows you to step foot into, you know, night vision and the superpower that is being able to see in the dark because you didn't eat carrots when you were a kid because you were lame and now you need night vision. Just kidding. Love mine. But also here, I want to say thank you to the team over Harrington Arms, you guys. HarringtonArms.com, that's their website. Head on over and check out everything they have going on right now. I think that's some pretty awesome sales going for Black Friday. It was like 30% off almost everything on the website. And while they do a ton of work making some outstanding compensators for handguns that we all know and love, whether that's, you know, the solutions from SIG, Sauer, the Smith & Wesson M&P line, obviously Glock, the Palmetto State Armory Dagger, the Springfield Echelon. I think they have options out there for the Canik line of handguns as well. Tons of options for really well-made, very effective compensators, but they also have a ton of other accessories and solutions. So if you're looking for a magwell, if you're looking for a thumb rest, if you're looking for a chest rig, right? They actually partner with HRT Tactical to produce their own chest rig that you guys can find at HarringtonArms.com. Pick one up for yourself. Pick up a compensator. They got great prices, great products over there. And don't forget about their hacker coming to the market very, very soon, you guys. HarringtonArms.com. Go check it out. So thank you to both of those companies for their support. Very, very thankful for all of our partners this holiday season, whether they're a presenting sponsor here on the podcast or just an industry partner that we've been blessed to work with throughout 2025. And there's you know, too many to name, but very, very thankful for all of the success and honestly thankful for the failures this year too, because that has helped shape who I am and who Prepared Mindset continues to be and grow into. So with all of that said, let's go ahead and let's jump into the discussion for this edition of the Sunday Sit Rep. And I am going to, I guess, apologize in advance if you guys hear me drinking some coffee because, I mean, it's freaking cold and I just like drinking coffee. So we can start with some current event stuff. I will say that Dearborn, Michigan, if you guys are aware, is making headlines in the news for a lot of, I guess for the wrong reasons, you know, a lot of people might say. There's a lot of pro-Christian, anti-Muslim protesting going on in the area. And when we look at our rights, it's really easy. It's super easy, right? Just fly off the handle and be like, you know, spew some like super Muslim hate, be what some people might call bigoted, and say some like just broad sweeping comments that then you got to try and walk some of those back. Like, well, I didn't quite mean it that way. So I'm trying to be I try and be a little bit careful with how I put this, because there are good people out there that choose to practice Islam, right? What we're seeing in the Dearborn area, though, and again, and like you guys, you have to also understand that in the age that we live in 2025, clips, videos, shorts, reels, that kind of thing, right, are sometimes, not always, sometimes taken out of context, and that can make, and that can make analysis, you know, for lack of a better phrase, or maybe that's a good phrase for it, right? That can make the analysis part of this whole proposition really difficult, because how are we supposed to know what's real, what's fake, what was in context or out of context, while also being expected to pass some kind of judgment intrapersonally, I'll say, right, on whether we love these people, we hate these people, we support their religious freedom, we don't. And the country was founded on the right for religious freedom. Like, literally, the pilgrims came over on the Mayflower. We just had Thanksgiving, guys, right? Religious freedom. It's a huge part of our country. And so, like, when we have these discussions, I try to be very careful, because I think we need to be respectful of everyone's rights while also acknowledging that you don't necessarily have to respect the choice that they made. So you don't need to fully love, appreciate, support somebody else's religion necessarily, but you should, in my opinion, respect their right to pursue that religion in a peaceful way that does not impact your life. Where I think we're starting to get to some really, really rough territory is we're now starting to see a lot of like death to America chants. You're seeing viral videos being shared of guys saying, you know, from New York to LA, one nation under Islam, which, you know, the concerning part for me here in Michigan is that Dearborn is a really, really heavily populated, like, Muslim area. So if that is, in fact, the case, and this is, in fact, the political, ideological, right, cultural shift that we're seeing, it is concerning because, and here's why. Here's a good example. If I was to go out to social media tomorrow, and I was to post, like, if I was to post death to Islam or something like that, if I was to go out and hypothetically, right, I'm not saying this, I'm saying if it was a hypothetical, right, so let's be clear on that. If I were to post something like that, I would be flamed, canceled, I'd be called a bigot, I'd be called an evil asshole, I'd be called a piece of shit. Every liberal, you know, Democrat, whatever, in their mind, and honestly, probably some conservatives too, would probably attack me for that. And I would say to some degree, probably rightfully so, because I think that's a terrible way to look at it. It's a very black and white way to look at the conversation. And I don't want to be that. I want to be very analytical when I look at it. But I mean, screaming and chanting death to America really doesn't have any additional interpretation. At best, they want to kill our culture and our way of life, and at worst, they want to kill us. And when I say they, I mean the people that are out there chanting this, and I don't mean that whole religion, I just mean those people, the radicalized part of that religion. And there's a large concentration of those types of individuals in the Dearborn area. So we did see a couple federal raids, or raids by federal law enforcement, I should say, that were pertaining to alleged terrorist attacks or terrorist plots, right? I think three gentlemen, I think, were arrested. So that's obviously concerning, because Dearborn, I'm not going to tell you guys exactly where I'm at, but like it's within an hour of me. So that anything within the Metro Detroit area that starts to become very, very concerning, right? So I'll be keeping a close watch on this. We now have like pro-Christian protesters walking through the streets there. People trying to like burn Qurans and, you know, and then put bacon on them, which, you know, like the whole Muslim religion, they don't dig on swine. Right, they don't eat pigs, so they think a pig wallows in its own filth, so it's a filthy animal. They also don't like dogs, which I have a huge problem with, just like personally, like not even religiously. Like I love dogs, I have two. I think dogs are fucking amazing. I think people who are as a blanket belief just against dogs as animals altogether have never really truly befriended a dog and seen the magic and the wonderful things. I mean, it's not all sunshine all the time, but like the wonderful things that dogs bring into your life. And like, we're talking about Thanksgiving, like I'm super thankful. And I know I don't say that all the time about my wife's dog, but like, I'm super thankful for my dogs. You know, they're really cool. I've got, you know, my friends come over, they're pretty chill. For the most part, they're dogs. They get excited when people come over. But at any rate, like, I don't want to just hear and gush about, you know, Drake and Jax, but, you know, I think you're missing out on a real big part of life, man, because you just took at face value that a dog can't be, you know, something good for your life. I think you're missing out. That's my personal belief. But I'll be paying a lot of attention to this because, like I said, it's within the area. And when we talk about the holiday season, these are like prime times for targeted attacks and things, because we have people coming out into the open. And like, I'm going to talk about Black Friday here in a second, because it's a perfect example of what would create target-rich environments as we see Americans flocking, yes, flocking, back to retail malls and retail establishments for the shopping holidays. So when you see Black Friday, when you see Small Business Saturday, people are going to, I mean, obviously smaller stores, but they're out and about, sometimes in very concentrated areas, you know, and that, not so much Cyber Monday, but the holidays in general, where you have like these holiday markets, these Christmas markets, and that's not just here in the U.S., right? We saw the Christmas market attacks years ago in Europe. Right. And actually I have a friend who's taking advantage of the Christmas markets, doing like a cruise, going through and experiencing some of those in Europe. And several have been canceled because of the risk and the difficulty and the expense behind mitigating the risk that comes with those kinds of gatherings and events. And it's because it's Christmas, right? It's a Christian, albeit, some kind of a pagan holiday, but it's a Christian holiday. We celebrate the, you know, the Christmas holiday as Christians, as Catholics, as, you know, whatever you are, right? And because that conflicts with the views of the Nation of Islam, that makes us a target, because usually you're not seeing Catholics go attack, you know, Muslim celebrations and Muslim prayers and stuff. You're seeing it the other way around pretty strictly. Like, and if I'm wrong on that, like, I would really hope somebody can drop in and correct me on that, because I don't want to say that if that's not true. But I'm struggling off the top of my mind to think of any of those instances. So it becomes something that we need to have at, not even in the back of your mind. It has to be something that you're prepared for. You have to understand, this is where we get into some of the skill sets that we talk about with preparedness in general. And like, I don't say like an area study or, you know, so I'm not saying you have to work up an intelligence package every time you go out with your family, but to some extent you kind of do, really. You want to know where you're going. You want to know what the area is like. You want to know if you can expect to experience any kind of political tensions in that area, right? You want to know if it's a gun-free zone or not. And some of you guys don't care about that, but some of you do. So, I mean, that's a consideration, because you're going to know if you're more or less likely to encounter armed individuals, both, you know, as an ally or as an opposition force, right? You want to understand parking, and you want to understand infill and exfil routes and things like that. So if it's someplace you go often, you just have those things at the front of your mind because you know it. You've experienced it. You know, your local grocery store would be like a great example, right? So getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, right? Your grocery store, super packed, right? You know, it's going to be hard to get in. You know, it's going to be a pain in the ass to get out. And if something were to happen there, you know that you have to be ready to make decisions, you know? Whereas, you know, if you're just going out shopping, I don't know, at the shoe store or something before Black Friday sales, maybe not so much, you know? So with all the political tension rising, and I feel like it's being, and this is where I say you have to be careful with like the shorts and the reels and context and understanding what you're really watching, what's true, what's not. Because now you're seeing politicians get in the mix too. People who are campaigning to be the next governor of Michigan are coming out there saying, oh no, none of this is happening in Dearborn. I used to think that way and I don't anymore. It's like, well, could you give me anything substantive to go off of? And I think he said he had talked to some people. Oh, he got hugs on the street. He was offered meals and food. And it's like, yeah, I don't know, without seeing and experiencing that for myself, if I necessarily believe that. Because we also had, and this is another thing we can shift our discussion here, we had the very unfortunate passing of two National Guardsmen, I believe is the term. And I apologize if that is not the correct term. Soldiers, National Guard's part of the Army, right? In the D.C. area over the last several days. I believe they both did succumb to their wounds. And if that's incorrect, I apologize. I know that the female guardsman, I believe her first name was Sarah, she did succumb to her wounds, and she did unfortunately pass away. And they were attacked. She was, I believe, shot in the head, right, by a radical Islamist, Muslim. Anyways, in Washington, D.C., and these are the kinds of unprovoked attacks we're now seeing, and this is a problem that builds into and contributes to a broader issue we're experiencing in this country with the individuals who were brought into this country through very, very lax and inappropriate border controls over the last presidency. And that's like, that's the best way to put it, because now we're like, all the stuff's coming out like, oh yeah, Biden didn't sign anything. The auto pen, his secretary had control of the auto pen. So then it's starting to question like, well, were these appropriate decisions being made? His signature was just being plastered on all the while. No one's even seen or heard from Joe Biden. And it's like, why isn't he being brought up on federal charges? You know, because, or the team around him as well, because if they knew, then they were personally liable and responsible for saying something, and they didn't. And it's this whole thing that's not really getting the media attention. This is why I also say, like, be careful about the videos and the outcry you're seeing about the one religion versus the other dialogue, right? Because a lot of times that's being used by media to distract from other broader issues that are being handled to reduce the outrage on stuff that's actually fairly important. And that's a political tactic that we've seen time and time again over the last like 10, 20 years, right? It's that it's just distract from what's going on. It's just distraction. That's all it is. So it's very, very concerning that that's what we're seeing. And again, if you start being more critical of these individuals, you know, like there's, I've seen ad campaigns go out like the long dress like robes or garment that some Muslim men will wear. It's like, it's a whole thing now. It's like, you know, normalize wearing these in public, normalize this. It's like, well, you came to America. I'm not saying you can't dress that way if you want to, like, okay, fine. But here's the thing. There is, I think when you immigrate to a country, right, there is a relative expectation of assimilation. So, you know, dress as we dress, do as we do, speak as we do. I'm not saying you have to completely lose your culture. I think the melting pot of cultures is one of the things that does make America great. But I'm saying that you don't have the right to commandeer our culture and the expectations and things like that, that that's what's going to happen and should happen in a lot of places, is wrong. That's why people get really upset about the call to prayer in the Dearborn area at like 5 a.m., the way the town shuts down when they have call to prayer and stuff like that. They have issues with those things. There's been several people that have testified, you know, to the city council. And then the mayor and the police chief are just absolutely terrible. They just sit there and say, oh, you're an Islamophobe. There's no place for you here. I will celebrate and dance when you leave this city. And it's like, no, you are the mayor of this city, which means you are a representative of all residents of this city, not just the ones whose political and religious ideals align with yours, sir. And I would respectfully say that I think that that individual is unfit for his office, if that's how he's going to conduct himself. And it's not if, it is. Like, that's a truth. There are multiple video clips of him. Anyone who speaks out against any of that cultural stuff going on in the city, which is their right as a free American to exercise that freedom of speech. They're doing it in a constructive way, going to the city council, speaking to those who can affect change, and they're being told, no, you're an Islamophobe, get out, I'll have a parade when you leave. That is not appropriate. It is not constructive, and it is a huge problem, in my opinion, when we have elected leadership who would rather pander to their own agenda than represent the feelings. I mean, even just hear the feelings and the concerns of your constituents. Those could have been people that voted you into office for all you know. And even if they're not, that's, you have to take the good with the bad. That's how elected office works. Donald Trump represents the better, the good, right? The better good of all people in the United States, both Democrat and Republican. Those that love him and those that hate him. He is supposed to represent that office in a way that's going to take care of the American citizens. So I personally have a problem with that, because I think that's terrible leadership, and I would call that out at any level. That's not that's not to say, like, it's not difficult at times, sure, but I don't think this person's having a moral, like, difficulty with it. I think they're just being an out-and-out asshole, and that's my thought, and that's my feeling. So, yeah, I mean, it all ties together, and I don't mean to belittle the passing of those guardsmen. It's really tragic. We have these people who are, like, I have friends who are in the Michigan National Guard. And that's the risk that they take if they were ever to be put in those kinds of situations where they are deployed to an American city. And here's the shittier part, too, is depending on regulations and rules and things like that. And if you guys recall any of the images you may have seen in, like, the Summer of Love and the George Floyd riots, things like that, in a lot of cases, the National Guard is deployed as a representative measure of authority. What I mean is, like, they're deployed out to the streets. A lot of times they have very ill-fitting equipment, right? And they're not even allowed to carry ammo in their rifles. They're put out there with empty firearms because the appearance is supposed to be representative of authority, and it's supposed to be a deterrent to violent action. The issue then being that when they are actually presented with violent action, specifically, you know, any kind of weapons or firearms, they are, in a lot of instances, very ill-prepared to defend themselves, as would be most of us. And you can sit here and be like, well, this is why you got to go roll jiu-jitsu, bro. Yeah, man. Well, I'm going to tell you, if there's four people and one you, you're fucked. You know, I don't care how much jiu-jitsu you roll, bro. I don't care what you do in your free time. Four-on-one is a really, really, really fucking tough situation to overcome, especially when you're jumped in the street. Because these aren't usually one-on-one attacks. You know, like the firearms incident, the murder of the guardsman, yes, that may have been a surprise one-on-one, or one-on-two or whatever it may have been. And by the way, we're also seeing a picture now circulating of somebody who's SIG sidearm jammed and they're running away because they don't know malfunction clearance drills, which is another gap in training and something that people, if you're going to be around firearms and you're not getting the training you need at the guard, at the law enforcement agency, at the volunteer, whatever you do, fucking go out and get it yourself. There's a reason why you're being able to, like, being allowed to carry a fucking gun. Know how to do it. Don't just assume you'll be fine, because that's fucking retarded. And I'm sorry to people who have, you know, family members that have that condition, but like, damn. That's the stupidest planning. That's lack of planning is what that is. But I digress. All right. We can go ahead and we can shift over now to, I'll talk a little bit now about Black Friday. And this is the happier side of the discussion, right? Because, you know, I think a lot of us look forward to Black Friday. One of the things that's bothered me is that Black Friday deals are no longer Black Friday deals. They open those sales like 2 weeks before the holiday. And at like Thanksgiving, not Black Friday. Black Friday is not a holiday. It's like a cultural, I don't know, I guess it's a holiday. I don't fucking know. If you think it's a holiday, cool. I struggle to call that itself a holiday, but they open up those prices 2 weeks in advance. Some companies do it right after Halloween. Hey, we're in November. Black Friday sales are active, which is cool if you're trying to plan ahead and make larger purchases. So like, shout out to my boys over at Custom Night Vision. If you're planning on trying to get a PVS-14 or like a molded katana with some NNVT tubes or something like that, right? And it's a larger purchase. It allows you to get your money right a little bit in advance. And you know that code's going to be there and it's going to be good for a while, not just like a weekend like it used to be. So I love and hate that. Like, we used to sit on our Discord chat. We'd get on at like 10:30 at night and we'd wait till midnight when the sales would drop. And then I remember like Josh and I would sit there and try and get into the TRX Arms website to go buy, you know, whatever we wanted or needed from TRX Arms, because they always had like some decent sales in the past and everything. And, you know, like, okay, cool. All in the 1 year, I'm like, oh my God, the site crashed. And like, we were on until like 3 a.m. Shit like that. You know, it was like a little like tradition that we put together as like a group of friends. And while I was able to on Black Friday evening, I think, or Thanksgiving evening, get online for a bit. I wasn't online until midnight and the sales were already like going. So like Primary Arms had a lot of good stuff going on. Palmetto State always has a lot of stuff, or Palmetto State, had a lot of stuff, you know, going on and whatnot. So, I bring that all up because this is the time to take advantage of the pricing, because all I hear the rest of the year that rhymes, so if we take out these 2 months, so November, December, right? Because most of your pricing is good up through the beginning of the year, starting November 1st, at least with a lot of these sites. The other 10 months of the year, so the other 80% of the year, right? Other 80% of the year is, oh, I can't buy nice things. It's too expensive. I can't buy a nicer rifle. It's too expensive. I can't buy Gucci gear. It's too expensive. And this really is the opportunity where you can, if you plan, like, this is the problem, is that people are bad at fucking planning and they're bad at being, like, frugal and responsible. Like, I knew starting in, like, end of August or beginning of September, the year I bought my first night vision device, I knew I wanted to do that. I was working a second job for extra money. I was setting those checks aside into a whole separate, like, fun money account so it wasn't being touched. And it wasn't enough to buy the unit. I did put the whole thing on a charge card and then immediately transferred money over to cover that, so I only got the juice running on a little bit of it, but I digress. If you have the time to plan for those things, like, cool, you can go ahead and make some pretty good purchases. Like, I know guys that have gone out and bought whole plate carrier setups for like half of what it would normally cost them, depending on the company, you know. Again, night vision is huge, optics, triggers from companies like Geissele, like Primary Arms had some really awesome sales if you plan appropriately. If you don't, then it's just another missed opportunity. just a missed opportunity to another missed opportunity rather to get better. And I know that gear does not make the man. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, though, is that sometimes you need the supporting gear to be more capable and effective, because bad gear is actually a problem. So if your plate carrier don't fit, if you don't even have a plate carrier, if you don't have armor, all of those things are problematic. And yeah, like companies like RMA, like we have a discount code. It's like Prepared Mindset 5, saves you 5%. If you guys go to rmadefense.com and pick up some armor for yourself, or it should work. And if it's not working, let me know, because they might have been having some issues with that lately. But I mean, in theory, right, you could go buy your whole kit on Black Friday one year if you had started saving in advance and just been like real, just diligent about setting that money aside and very disciplined about not touching it. And that's, and you could, you know, I know guys that got, oh, I got a compensator, I got a trigger, I got, you know, I heard guys getting hand guards. I had one buddy go buy a RC2 mini suppressor, good friend of mine. I'm like, yeah, man, hell yeah, let's do that shit. And there's a lot of good opportunities there to support small businesses, so like small nylon companies and stuff. Like my buddy Dan over at Dynamic Principles makes some damn good nylon. And if you guys are still looking, I think his sales, I mean, going for a while, you can support them. Caleb over at Huberworks, if you guys head on over to their website, you know, it's HuberworksUSA.com. You can pick up some slings. And they're like pretty affordable. They're probably like a good $20, I think, last I looked, cheaper than like the Pharaoh Slingster, which was my go-to choice for like 7 years, until Caleb reached out and was like, hey man, I make slings, like I love what you do, can I send you one? I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. And I love it. And then he sent me the V2 with the movable pad and everything. I was like, I fucking love this. So like, you know, I feel like sometimes people really assume that folks in my position, if you want to call us influencers or whatever, will just chill. You know, I hate that word. We'll just shill if whatever company gives us free shit. And some people do that, and sometimes that's true. Not always, though. Sometimes I will say, people genuinely love the gear that they run. That's like, that's why they keep doing it. You know, I was sent a sling from another company by somebody who came on the pod, and they were like, oh, this is, man, this is the best sling I've ever used, man. Like, this thing's outstanding. And you have to try it, man. I'm going to send it to you. Like, what's your address, wherever? And they sent it to me. Dude, I put that on my rifle. It was on for like 10 minutes. I was like, I just hate how this feels. I hate how it adjusts. I don't like the tab that they have for the job. Like, I took it off. I'm like, I still have it. It's not like I just throw it away or anything, but it's like, nah, dude, I'm not. No, I'm just not going to run it, you know? I won't say anything bad about some of those other companies. I'll say, you know, a lot of people like the Blue Force gear slings. A lot of people like the Slingsters or the Sierra Tac that like Spiritus sells now and stuff. There's a lot of good slings out there, you know, and that's the thing about the sling industry right now is it's hard to break through. So I try to support the homies, you know, when they make a good product at a really good price, and you can get whatever camo pattern you want. I would say Caleb does a pretty bang up job on that, but you know, this is the time you can support some really good small businesses. My friends over at like Violent Provisions did like a clothing drop and stuff. It's cool to like go buy some of their t-shirts, especially when there's some ones that like genuinely, I would love to get another. And you guys will probably roast me for this, but like the GBRS instructor shirt, like it just has the GBRS logo on the breast of the t-shirt. It's just a really simple one. I think it's got the logo on the back, like, you know, cool, whatever, rock the brand. That thing's been out of stock for like, I feel like a year and a half. And I'm like, you know, I just looked because I was like, why not? You know, I'll go look. Nope. It absolutely blows my mind when companies are like, come buy our product. And then on the busiest retail shopping day of the year, they don't have shit in stock. It's like, and it's not that it went out of stock. It was just never in stock to begin with. And I'm like, you guys missed a really big opportunity here. And I get it, on the business side of things, it's always easier said than done. But like Black Friday's an opportunity to support some brands, because we all know there's really good brands in this ecosystem, and there's really shitty brands that just take your money and like, you know, screw you over. I'm thinking like Night Vision Network type shit, where they just like Ponzi scheme type shit. And there's good companies, like the good ones, like, yeah, man, like Protection Group Denmark. There's some good dudes, man. They make a good helmet. A little bit heavy for my taste, but good shit. Custom Night Vision, obviously. Partners of mine. I talked to Ben and Kevin and stuff, and like really, really good dudes. So many out there. Lead and Steel. Excuse me. I love the Lead and Steel optics. Unfortunately, right now, I think they're just in such demand. They're out of stock. I think, yeah, I'll say it. Like, they probably missed an opportunity to move a lot of product during the Black Friday holiday. There is sometimes just only so much that you can do. You know, you can try and be prepared for it, but it doesn't make sense also from a business standpoint, right? That you're going to, overcommit yourself financially to try and have stock for Black Friday when that stuff is not necessarily a guarantee, right? So you have to be smart about it. And I will say Ahmad and the guys over at Lead and Steel, they're some fucking smart dudes, man. And if you've tried their PB3, if you've tried the LP1, you know, both their optics, they're really well made. They're really smart guys. So I'm not going to sit here and second guess. I'm just going to say, like, hey, if you could have gotten it, man, it would have been cool. And other sites do stock it. I think Optics Planet has some of their stuff available if you guys are really trying to grab some. But the other thing I'll say about Black Friday, because I know we're starting to push towards the top of where I like to try and keep these sit rep discussions, is I actually, so I'm going to start by fully acknowledging I fucked up, you guys. I should not have done this, and I did it anyway. So we were supposed to meet up with my in-laws. We did not, but we were supposed to. And like, oh, she wants to go to a mall, my sister-in-law. So we're going to go to this nice mall up in Troy, Michigan called Somerset. And it's a huge mall. Like, it's got a sky bridge that connects the two buildings over the main road that runs through the area. And they have, like, they got, like, top-end stuff. You got, like, Nordstrom's and Neiman Marcus and Prada and all that shit. And I will tell you guys, we got there. The GPS took us, like, a roundabout way. It was, like, 5 minutes longer because it was the approach to the mall was going to be less traffic this way, which was to say that we still encountered a pretty good backup. It took us roughly an hour to find parking. I mean, we went through this back lot, or the lot behind the building. We went through an entire three-floor parking structure or four-floor parking structure, found no open spaces, almost got in two accidents because people drive like assholes, came out, drove through the rest of that back parking lot, got out of there, ended up going and parking in front of a hotel that is like next door to the mall. And even at that, right, it was like the third or fourth row out, and we just happened to catch somebody who was leaving. There was not open spots. So, like, there was and that's only one parking lot for one half of the mall. The other side has a bigger parking lot that was full with a five-story parking structure, which I assume was also fucking full. We get in there, and, like, it was, like, 3 o'clock we got in there. I think we left the house around 1:30 or something. We got to the mall around 2. It took us every bit of an hour to park and get in there, and then we just, like, went and had some lunch at P.F. Chang's or whatever, because, like, we're starving at this point, and they were busy, man. Like, we didn't have to wait for a table, but they were pretty busy for being 3 o'clock on a Friday. You figure on most weekdays, right, your lunchtime, like, noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever. 3 o'clock, you're usually, like, pretty slow, and you're getting ready to ramp up for that 4:30, 5 o'clock dinner rush. That was not the case here at all. Had some P.F. Chang's, and then, like, you have to walk the sky bridge to get to the other side, which is where most of, like, I'll say the quote-unquote normal stores are. Like, guys, I do okay in my day job. I'm not shopping at fucking Prada or Shinola or Williams-Sonoma or Nordstrom's, you know, any of that stuff. Saks Fifth Avenue. So the sky bridge, they actually restricted traffic, so they only let one side of people come across for like 10, 20 minutes, then they would stop and let the other side come back across. And it was really, really busy. We're talking shoulder to shoulder, most of that. And they had like security guards standing down the middle of it. So like, you know, every 50 yards, whatever, to keep people on the respective side they should be on. Because even though they closed the traffic coming in one way, the crowd was so big, you still had people moving both directions. And I will say the biggest two problems I found was foreign individuals. And you could tell this because they didn't speak English. They would use the baby stroller they were pushing. They'd put that at the front of their group and literally just push through a crowd of people. It's like, one, that's your baby. And if I were to push back on that stroller, I guarantee you guys would go straight into ass-whipping mode. Oh, it's a baby. Oh, don't touch my baby. And it's like, okay, well, don't use it like it's a fucking battering ram and protect that child as a respectful parent should, a responsible parent. You should not, I'll just say this, you shouldn't be bringing babies and strollers out to Black Friday. You just shouldn't, man. And I don't, if that pisses some people off, I don't fucking care. That is a child. That is an infant child who is not able to walk, communicate anything on their own. They are completely reliant on you for their protection. And they can't, if something were to happen, if that stroller were to flip over and they were to roll out, they can't get back up on their own. They can't, they're a newborn. They're an infant, right? And we saw this time and time again. And people were just being fucking assholes because they had a stroller. The bigger issue I had was these gaggles, right? These groups of 5 to 7 to 10 just fucking bros, like trolling around the mall, running into people. You got the mall workers, because it's in an upscale affluent area, so they got the dry mop sweepers like on the floor trying to pick up trash. People are fucking filthy. they just drop their straw wrappers on the floor and shit. They're trying to sweep up. These guys are kicking the fucking broom. They're stepping through the pile that this guy's trying to sweep up and everything, just being assholes. And you guys know what I'm talking about, right? They all got the broccoli haircut. They all got the same fucking haircut. They're all wearing their fucking gray sweatpants because they think every chick out there is trying to see their fucking ding-ding. And they're wearing their, like, Gucci slides or whatever, walking through the mall when it's 36 degrees outside in Metro Detroit. It's like, you don't look cool, bro. You look like a fucking idiot. And I'll tell you, the bigger problem I have is that, like, you're just making things worse. They weren't out there spending money. Every time I'd see one of those groups of guys getting together and just, like, congregating in the middle of the walkway or something, I saw zero shopping bags. The one thing that, like, really stood out to me, and this is where it starts to get weird for me. So, pretty good prices on some stuff. Grabbed my wife a cashmere sweater from Banana Republic on a pretty good sale. Told her she can't have it till Christmas because that's how I roll. But then she wanted to go to Victoria's Secret, get some, you know, lady stuff that she needs, right? Which is cool. Like, I appreciate that. I like that, you know. I'm not going to lie. And we get in line, and this line is wrapped, like, all the way out to the door and then wrapped around. So it's a pretty long line. And a gaggle of, like, seven of these high school-aged bros roll in, all wearing their fucking puffer coats and their T-shirts with their sweatpants and their slip-ons or whatever, you know, their slides and shit, and not one chick to be found with any of them. And it's not like they walked out with their girlfriends or anything. So at this point, they're, like, going in there to go, like, talk to some girl, mess with some girl or whatever, but, like, none of y'all have a girlfriend. None of y'all are fucking married. And let me tell you, like, this, you're not going to get anywhere doing this shit. Like, I think that it's one of those things that, like, looks cool in high school now, and then you just end up looking like a moron. And that's not how you attract a good woman into your life. And you guys listening that have have been married and you have these relationships with these strong, beautiful, successful women and stuff, I guarantee you, and please hear me when I say this, all right? If I am wrong in this statement, I want to know immediately. I want you to stop. I want you to comment. I want you to fucking tell me, Austin, you're wrong. This is how I met my wife. But I would put serious fucking money on the fact that I would say that nobody has met their wife by trolling through a Victoria's Secret while single trying to pick up women. I'd guarantee that. I would bet a lot on that. So if I'm wrong, please fucking tell me right now. And then, you know, hey, like, if you got that much game, you're that good looking a dude that you can just walk into, like, let's just call it what it is, like, basically a lingerie shop, and you're going to just pick up a chick in there, like, good on you, bro. I guess this is kind of creepy, though. It's not really a place where I would go to meet women personally, but I don't got any game. Like, I celebrate all the time that I met my wife the way I did, and that I don't have to worry about it because I'm happily married. But I digress. So, huge crowds, which is great for business. A lot of people were saying, you know, I saw somebody post on Instagram, like, oh, the economy's doing great, then why do they have this sign at the register for buy now, pay later? It's like, do you know how credit works? This is not a new thing. Even when the economy's great, people use credit cards. People use credit to make purchases during the holiday season. People make bad decisions to try and make Christmas more special every year. That's not a new fucking thing. That's the most idiotic, like, haha, got you statement that I think I could ever come across. Yes, people use credit. You know why? Because you don't want to liquidate all of your savings if you don't have to. And if you are in a comfortable financial situation where you know you're going to be able to make some payments to knock some stuff off for the month or two after Christmas, then I don't think that necessarily hurts anything. Would I say that you should do that? No, I mean, not if you don't have to, right? But, like, hey, to each their own. You got three kids, you got four kids. Everybody in this community, this ecosystem, oh, go have kids. You got to go have some kids. Well, you know what? What I will tell you is I really, really hate the people that go out and have two, three, four, five kids and then give them shitty Christmases. I do. Oh, well, Christmas is about the birth of our Lord and Savior. It's not about gifts. I don't fucking care. Like, hear me when I say this. Christmas is supposed to be a special time of year. And while, yeah, it is supposed to be religiously motivated, and I love that. It is also a terrible experience growing up. When you go back to school and everybody talks about all the stuff they got for Christmas and you have to sit there and be the one that said, I got socks and a sweater and that's it. It's a terrible feeling. And it's a really, really raw part of life when you have to go through those moments. And you may not always get as much as the next kid. I'm not saying you have to outdo the next kid down the street, but I'm saying make it special for the kids. So I mean, the credit thing, it's not really a gotcha. Seeing people turn out in droves the way they did, where it takes you an hour or an hour plus to find parking to get into the mall, and you've got stores that have 20 to 40 people in line just to get in and go shop, This isn't return season. It's not the day after Christmas or anything like that, right? This is Black Friday shopping in retail, not online. In retail says that, honestly, I think the economy is heading upward. Is it where we would like it to be? No, it's not. But it is really cool to see physical retail, because physical retail is jobs, man. Those are jobs for your high school and college kids. Those are jobs for your housewives. Those are jobs for your, you know, nearing retiree phase, you know, or side jobs. People make the extra money. You're out there trying to hustle during the holiday season so you can go buy some fucking night vision. Like, good on you, man. Like, go get your fucking money. That's good to see. I love that shit. And that's what I saw. It was just a huge pain in the ass while I was there. And being an introvert, I hate large crowds. So I was not necessarily happy, but my wife got the stuff that she needed. I got her a really nice sweater to put on the, put under the tree, you know. So she's almost done. That's like, I think that was one of the last gifts I'm going to get her. Might get her something else. I try to spoil her. She lets me do, I mean, anything I want. Training-wise, money-wise, like, excuse me. I don't really have too many issues in that regard, the way that, you know, some of y'all do, where your wife will threaten you with death if you go buy like a $500 optic or something. My wife is pretty chill about most of those things, as long as we just, it's not going to, you know, take away from something else. So when Christmas comes around, I try to make her know that, you know, physically show that I love her while also physically showing her that I love her, if that makes sense. But at any rate, you guys, so that's it for this iteration. We're at like 45-ish minutes. I try not to let these things get to an hour, because definitely when we get onto some of these subjects, I could just go and go and go and go. So I don't want to do that this time, but that's what's going on. That's this iteration of the sit rep. We will have more, right? As we approach the new year, we're going to talk about all kinds of, the next one, I'm sure we'll talk about like new year, new you. And we'll talk about looking back on all the stuff that happened in 2025 for Prepared Mindset. That might actually be a full pod episode, though. Now I'm thinking about it. I usually do that as like a, you know, like the year in reflection type thing, because I think it's important to review what has happened, what you've gotten done, and then what you want to get done in the future. So that should actually be a really fun conversation. I'm looking forward to that. And then hopefully, my sincere hope is that we have a very happy sit rep coming out of December into the new year to celebrate 2026. And certainly no tragedies, knock on wood, or incidences of evil shit during this holiday season that we need to do another one of these. So that's it for me, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you did enjoy this, hit the subscribe, hit the like, follow us, check out the YouTube page, all kinds of good stuff going on with that. Thank you guys so, so much. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and I wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas as we head into the Christmas season. That's it for me. Like I always say here, stay safe out there. Merry Christmas, and work hard, train smarter, be prepared.